Casino proposal for Citi Field in New York approved by Senate. The New York State Senate has approved a key measure enabling the advancement of a proposed casino and entertainment complex near Citi Field in Queens, New York. This marks a significant development in New York Mets owner Steve Cohen's $8 billion plan, which includes a casino resort, entertainment venues, a public park, and pedestrian infrastructure. The Senate overwhelmingly voted in favor of the bill, which permits New York City to rezone 50 acres of land currently designated as parkland, advancing it by a vote of 54-5. The land, comprised largely of parking lots around the Mets Stadium, must be legally alienated from public park use to allow private development. The legislative measure had already passed the Assembly earlier in May and now awaits the decision of Governor Kathy Hochul, who has the authority to either sign the bill into law or veto it. If signed, the bill would eliminate a major legal obstacle that has delayed progress on Cohen's casino project, developed in partnership with Hard Rock International. The approval is crucial for the project to be considered for one of the three remaining full-scale casino licenses still available in New York State. The plan proposes a wide-ranging transformation of the area around Citi Field. In addition to a casino, the proposed project includes the construction of an entertainment district and a new urban park spanning 20 acres. To satisfy the legal requirement tied to the reclassification of the land, the developers are obligated to convert part of the area into a functional public park. The casino proposal has sparked ongoing debate within the local community and among elected officials. Opponents of the project, including neighborhood residents and advocacy groups, have expressed concern over what they view as a privatization of public land for the benefit of wealthy developers. Critics argue that the land should remain reserved for public use and accuse lawmakers of prioritizing the interests of high-profile developers over those of working-class communities. One community organizer from Jackson Heights described the initiative as a land acquisition disguised as public development and criticized elected leaders for aligning more closely with affluent developers than with local residents. Lobbying efforts pay off. The bill's passage in the Senate follows a concerted lobbying campaign by Cohen and those that support the project. According to public disclosure records, they have directed $3.3 million to firms responsible for lobbying Fand Consulting on the proposal since the beginning of the campaign. These firms include several that employ former city and state officials, adding political weight and influence to the initiative. Notable figures involved in the lobbying efforts include Ruben Diaz Jr., a former Bronx borough president, former Assemblymember Marcos Crespo, and other influential political consultants and aides. Last year, the proposal stalled after it was unable to secure the support of key lawmakers, most notably Senator Jessica Ramos. Ramos represents a significant portion of the district encompassing Citi Field and declined to endorse the bill in 2023. However, the proposal regained legislative momentum when State Senator John Liu, whose district also includes part of the parking area adjacent to Citi Field, agreed to introduce the legislation earlier this year. This shift played a pivotal role in securing the Senate's support. Although the bill has cleared both chambers of the legislature, its future now rests with Governor Hochul. The governor has not publicly stated a position on the measure. However, Cohen's financial support of New York's Democratic Committee, which the governor chairs, has drawn attention in the political sphere and could influence the dynamics surrounding the final decision. Should the bill receive gubernatorial approval, Cohen's project would remain in contention for a casino license in what is expected to be a competitive bidding process. The New York State Gaming Commission is overseeing the selection of three additional casino licensees in the downstate region, with multiple billion-dollar proposals under review. The outcome of this process is expected to be determined later this year.